There's a wind chime outside of my very creaky shed. It was going 10 to the dozen. Now it seems to have stopped. There's a tree banging on my roof. And it's been blowing a gale. It does not feel like June the 1st. What's going on? I was meant to be doing an outdoor thing tomorrow. In the tent. Tech Base Camp, I'm calling it. Techbasecamp.net. Luckily, managed to move it to the following day, which looks a lot better. The benefits of having spare days in a week when you try not to work the entire week. You have that kind of flexibility. And because I hadn't really publicised it, it's a bit of an experiment. Can move it to the following day. So I'll be setting up a tent and some solar panels and basically camping out all day quite near to where the coffee is so that people can come and ask for some hands-on tips and techniques and methods and instruction and guidance and consultation and all those other words that means that we can have a conversation and talk about academics and students' needs in the university campus. And then he said, putting the camp in campus, but that sounds all wrong. I had to come to the shed before bed very quickly because I had to run in earlier on to watch Game of Thrones. I know, it's the only TV I actually, and the only scheduled TV I actually watch because I can't find anywhere to download it. And I was just listening to this awesome album by Oni Sugoma Band, and it's called Power Punch. I think it's about a year old. I think it's 2 years old almost. 2013. And there was one track left on the album. And so I'm going to put that on now. I haven't heard it. I don't know what it's going to be like for a bit of potential background music. It is vinyl. You might hear a crackle. And it's just nice to buy a random album of music I don't know anything about, a band I know nothing about, just to kind of throw a spanner in my collection. But this is a very melodic, exciting spanner, and it's gone dancey, it's gone almost a little bit trancey in one point, very African in its roots, and yeah, I'm really liking it. The album cover's pretty in your face as well, with bright red, and I think this London, is this guy London based? I'm not sure. And that was a real short final track, but if you, they've got some stuff on YouTube should you be interested. This is the end of the album. Listen, I don't know why I'm pointing the microphone on the needle. Oh my god, it's gone all the way to the label. That's a bit weird. Can you hear the scratch? Do you remember that glorious sound? I'm so pleased with my record deck. It's such a wonderful kind of, just turning the amp off. Big click. Do you know, I get into my office, about to do some work. Quite often I won't put any music on. Maybe it's because once you sit down, you open your iTunes, I plug in my powered speakers, whatever, into my system. So, because I've got a good powered system in here outside of the amp. two sound systems in my shed, what's going on? And you click play, and you tick the little blue arrow to say play randomly. And when you've got, I don't know, X amount of 1,000 of songs on a hard drive somewhere, anything can and will come up. Stuff will come up, like literally there's audio of me brushing my teeth. I still don't know where that is in iTunes. I should really just delete it. It was part of a bigger piece. But all kinds of random crap comes up. Random good stuff. All my one-star songs. I wonder why I have one-star songs when I'm rating stuff. Maybe iTunes can have a feature where if you tick something one-star, it just goes somewhere that you never have to look at. But then, I don't know, it depends what mood you're in. Sometimes they might creep up to 2 or 3 stars, depending on your mood, or if you're drunk. And there's something very cold and sterile about doing that, and I've really enjoyed coming in, flipping through some records, thinking, yeah, this is a so-and-so moment. And then lifting the lid, placing it on, moving the needle over, you know, the whole ritual, that's the word, the ritual of actually placing the vinyl on the deck. And then dropping the lid just in time. It's a very slow lowering needle. So as the needle's going down, the lid's already just about beat it to the deck. And then I go and sit down. And I've got, what, 20 minutes to get into something before I look up and that repetitive click as it hits the end of the record has hit. Normally, I could sit at the computer and get lost in something or other, probably some procrastination loop, and be, you know, an hour, 2 hours, and I look down at my wristband that tells me when I need to move more, and it's well into the red, and I really like the fact I've got to get up, and it reminds me I need to go and maybe get a glass of water or a cup of tea or coffee, and these 20-minute instances of kind of focus and concentration and musical accompaniment. That's fantastic. I'm actually dropping stuff onto documentally.info. As I listen to it, I share new listens, not things I haven't heard before, but for the first time, my records are hitting this new deck. I'm posting an image of the album cover to my Tumblr, which is on documentally.info. Not expecting anybody to go there, because it's going to be a pretty random collection, especially when you've got some, like, what's that? Let's Party Mrs. What's-Her-Face, the woman that sits at the piano. You know what I'm talking about. She's kind of a famous pianist, pub-style pianist. And I've got some of that stuff. I've got U2. I've got David Bowie here. I've got, you know, Dylan. I've got JJ Cale. I've got stuff I inherited from my mum that I was brought up on that I'm yet to play because I've just invested. I'm taking this bit too far, haven't I? In a spin clean. A record washer, an actual liquid record washer, where I rotate the vinyl through and it's meant to return them to as pristine a state as is possible, because obviously you get groove wear if you're playing records a lot, and my mum definitely played records a lot. But I'm looking forward to some flashbacks, because there's some stuff I got on vinyl that is very hard to find digitized. It probably doesn't exist digitized. Probably for the better, some of it, but a lot of it isn't. So that's my celebration of music and audio right now. That little taster was the end of the first side of Owen Isagoma Band Power Punch's album, the album called Power Punch. I've still got side B to look forward to tomorrow morning. And I'm hoping the sun... No, actually, no, that isn't it? The sun isn't going to be out. It's going to be rainy tomorrow. The sun's coming out the day after tomorrow. Please! 1st of June. It's also, I've just spotted, which is good that I recorded this on Google Plus. It's just open. Google Plus is just open. I don't know how that happened, because I don't normally go there. Audiomo. That's Audio Bloggers Month. So if you look at the hashtag, #Audiomo, you should see people just posting audio to the timeline for the beginning, the middle, and the end of June. Audio Bloggers Month. It looks like, who's in charge of it now? Mark Cotton, MC Fontaine on Twitter. He'll do a cracking job. Although I must admit, I think people drop different ideas of what your audio could be about in the day. I think whenever I've participated, I just ensure that in some shape or form, I am posting some kind of audio to the ether. And that might be on Audio Boom. If you go to audioboo.net, I think it links to my Audio Boom account. My SoundCloud account, which is soundcloud.com/documentally. And my Capture account, and I'm documentally on Capture as well. That's Capture with a K. Just been doing some small ditties there. This is a long recording compared to what I normally do. Oh, it's picking up again. You can hear the whole shed kind of creak around me. I'm going to go inside before I turn into that spinny house thing from Somewhere Over the Rainbow. You know what I'm saying? Follow the Yellow Brick Road. Yeah. Wizard of Oz. God, Bennett. It's late. It isn't, but it feels late in my head. I'm going to bed. Wherever you are. It's probably... whether it's the morning, hope you are sheltered from whatever chaotic summer you might be having.